Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Always in the first hour on Fridays, we're joined by our good friend Jan Wall, the Hollywood Insider, film critic. Jan, how we doing?
We're doing great. Thanks, Rick.
Good. Let's go ahead and go to our first guest. It is Michael Gene Sullivan, and he is here from the San Francisco Mime Troupe, the award-winning troupe, because they are in the midst of a new musical called Breakdown. Sometimes it's not all just happening in your mind. Michael, welcome to the show. And the first thing I got to ask, as a kid born in the 60s, growing up in the 70s, do you look at Shields and Yarnell as Hollywood sellouts, or are they like the godfather and godmother of American mimes?
Shields and Martin Yarnell. I used to see them on television when I was a kid, too. I don't see them as sellouts as silent mimes, but the thing with the mime troupe is, we don't do silent mime. Well, we just have the name.
Well, so you're fake mimes?
Well, that's the thing is, mime, the actual definition of mime is the exaggeration of everyday life in story and song. Technically, like most musicals you see, are mime, because it's music and song and dance and all of that. Silent mime is a type of mime, and we don't do that. We do this big, exaggerated musical comedy style, but we're too famous to change our name. We have a Tony Award and Obie Awards. We're in history books. Every once in a while, the company will have a meeting, and we're like, we got to change our name, and we don't do silent mime. We're like, we can't. It's that's where all our awards say that. It's engraved on the Tony.
I agree with that. This is Jan Wall. I used to go and see the mime troupe in the 70s, and I just love them so much. And Columbus,
you came to Washington Square Park?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so fantastic. Did you study Marcel Marceau ever?
Well, the Marcel Marceau as a silent mime was the person that really is the reason we all think of mime as silent is because of Marcel Marceau. But before he came over from France after World War II, people knew that, like, if you go to England and you see a panto, you go, oh, I love panto. It's a big style. It's panto mime. They do a big style. It's really the United States that thinks of mime as silent, but elsewhere they know there are different styles, that it's really from the word mimic. In ancient Greece, there was mimos. It was mimic. That was a type of thing. And what you did when you were a mimic was, let's say you wanted to do a play about Pericles, but you didn't want, and you're going to make fun of Pericles. You were going to rib him. You were going to say things that he may not like, but you didn't want him to throw you off a cliff. So you would play Pericles in this exaggerated style, and you'd name the character something else slightly. So it was a takeoff of that character, of that person, and it was mimos was the style, and that's where we get the word mime from.
Yeah, I know. In England, I have seen some Christmas panto, which is they call pantomime theater, and they do, you know, Dick Whittington, and it's all yes, I did. Oh no, you haven't, and you throw things on the stage, and I guess that's a form, right?
Yeah, that's like I said, that's pantomime, and so we do mime, and we're stuck with the name. But our shows are basically what I tell people: it's like seeing a Broadway show, a Broadway musical, only on a really tiny stage that's going to move from park to park. The shows are free, and they're always about politics. But they're musical comedy about politics.
Sounds like Beach Blanket, kind of.
Yeah, we used to have some of our actors were Beach Blanket actors also. Back in the day.
What do you do about politics? What kind of satire is it on politics?
Well, we always want to try to show things, like there are these huge issues that are going on in the world, you know, but frequently they're reported from kind of a rich person's perspective. They're reported from a corporate perspective. And so our shows are always taking those issues and looking at them from a working class perspective. How do these things affect the average working man and woman who just have to get up and pay their bills every day, that we're struggling with making sure their kids have good schools, struggling to make sure they have good housing. How do these things impact us, whether it's international trade, whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy? That's what we are always looking at. And with Breakdown, Breakdown is really based on three storylines. One is from a woman who's unhoused. She lives on the streets of San Francisco, and she has mental health issues. What is it like for her? to, you know, want the audience to see things from her perspective rather than seeing her as this weird other that you just step over as you go shopping. What is life like for her? And then another storyline is of the social worker who also has to live in San Francisco and pay rent in San Francisco and struggles and has committed their life to making somebody else's life better and how little support there is for that person. And the struggle they have both with their bosses, their organization, and with the person that they're trying to help. And then the third storyline is a reporter who is part of this whole thing that's going on right now, which is very much about condemning progressive cities, what they perceive as progressive cities, the failures of progressive policies. And when these failures are happening across the country because of the economic problems the United States is having everywhere, but much of the media is basically saying, yeah, but San Francisco, because they're progressives, they're having all of these problems. And we're trying to separate those things out and say, no, that's also a lie.
Michael,
the city has problems, but so does everywhere else.
I would like you to rank these three in order of what you think is the best. Mum and Shantz, Jabberwockies, and Blue Man Group.
Whoa.
That's a tough one. In some way, I think Mum and Shantz is the best.
Yeah, me too.
Because,
me too.
Yeah. It's the simplest, but they have to be the most imaginative.
Well, they're
beautiful. Yeah. And visually, they're the most interesting. And that's another thing with the Mod Troop style is our style is huge compared to what people are used to seeing with a play. They're used to seeing very intimate stuff. And our stuff is big. We have a dance. We have a demon in this show that lives inside of this woman's mind. The demon has these huge dances and a big costume. And so, yeah, sometimes what you want to do in theater is you want to have the spectacle, you know? And I think like Mum and Shantz, even though it seems simple, it is actually a visual and intellectual spectacle in a way that I think the other ones aren't.
Well, everybody should check this out, and you can find out more at sfmt.org. And these shows are free, is that right?
Yeah, we want to do shows at a price everybody in the working class can afford. Free!
There he is, Michael Gene Sullivan with the San Francisco Mime Troupe, the award-winning, and it's called Breakdown, a new musical. Michael, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you, Jan.
Okay. Take care, honey.
Okay.